Welcome to A Course in Miracles. We did some pretty heavy lifting in the last meeting. It started out so simple, and then it was really quite something that we needed to accomplish. And this is another one, perhaps. It seems so simple, starting out, what we have to do tonight with this paragraph. But you know, this is not a joke, and it's not entertainment, and, you know, it is happy-making, like entertainment is, but...
Well, it's entertainment for some of us.
Okay, that's good. That's good. But we're talking about your life. We're talking about your personal happiness. We're talking about your personal sadness. We're talking about your own personal struggle, or your own personal love. These things are directly competing with each other, and it comes and goes in chaos in this world, day by day.
Sorry.
So, you know, as our new teacher, Jocelyn, said, this book must be about, you know, finding peace in this life. Yeah. Yeah. Because without the peace, you get the... alternatives to peace, none of which foster love or comfort or a good night's sleep. Worrying just doesn't cut it. Anger doesn't make you somebody anybody wants to hang out with. And if you're angry at somebody one day and the next day say I love you, they say really?
Really?
Okay. Say so. So confusing. So like when you're sailing a boat, there are parts of the boat that stick into the water that you can't see that go below the surface. Did you know that?
Like an iceberg.
A sailboat. Hey, welcome. Roberto.
How are you?
Pull up a pillow.
How is everyone?
There's a book over
welcome
there.
Welcome back.
On the Kleenex, that's yours.
Oh, you have a book behind from last week?
Oh, I think I was reading that at Ray's the other day.
Ray said that belonged to you or something?
No, I got it out of the shelf. Anyway.
Did we run out of books?
Yeah.
Oh, we have to bring more books. Okay.
There's books. There should be.
Two. We can share one. You can use this
here.
One.
Here. Well, Carol left it behind, so.
Okay. Sorry, I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, welcome.
Don't can mind. I sit here?
Please do.
Thank you. How are you? Brandon?
Christopher.
Yeah. Everybody's Robert.
Sure.
Robert, that's Jocelyn. She's new.
Hi.
Did you know there's a part of a boat, a sailboat? No, sailboat. The wind blows, right? And if your sail's sticking up, it pushes the boat in the same direction as the wind. It's the whole idea. Sail up, wind blows, boat goes... And unless you want to go exactly the direction the wind is pointing, you have to kind of steer off the wind a little bit, and you can kind of steer the boat around and go where you want to go rather than where the wind is going. There's parts of a sailboat you can't see that go underneath the water, and they hold the water. And you got a rudder in the back. You probably know about the rudder. There's another keel, the daggerboard, centerboard, large underneath the boat that helps keep the boat steady while it's going against the wind exactly or the water and allows you to point the boat where you want it to go. So the person steering the boat makes the decision, and because they can with a rudder, because they can with the keel under the water, they can actually go where they want to go and make progress. It's a decision. This is the one Course in Miracles says, in this crazy dream of separation and fear and all the mistakes of the world, there's one power that goes with you, that remains with you, and that is your power of choice. As far away as you might get from being spirit, from knowing that you're actually spirit, according to this book, you've really lost sight of that. If you're in a body, and your identity is invested in what you see in the mirror, you've lost sight of being a spirit. If not completely, then at least partially. How would you steer your boat back to the truth is using the one power you used to steer your boat into the trouble where you are now with a body and time and space. The exact same power. That's the good news. The same power that you used to get lost, you would use to get found and then celebrate that it was you who healed yourself. Not somebody else, not someplace else, not something you have to borrow or beg the favor of. No, your own power, choice. Your own freedom that would steer you off, would steer you back on. That's the good news of A Course in Miracles. And by the way, that is the definition of salvation in this book. You can give it up as easily as you made it up. Of course, says you made up your experience. And you will get the experience that you choose with your mind. That's what salvation means in this book. You get what you choose. Long and short of it. You always get what you choose. That's the one power remaining that you have. And you're using it all the time. I'm going to ask you to use it again tonight in a directed way. And the more you've studied this book, the more help you already have. The more you've looked at this book and you've heard the Holy Spirit in your own mind, you know, preloaded in you, from you, is all these choices for peace, for awakening, for certainty. They go directly against your ego. Ego is chaos. The ego is loss. The idea of loss was invented by the ego, for the ego, for the world. And when you feel lost, it sucks. It just does. But that's no mistake. It was designed to be that way. It's a choice. I'm telling you it's a choice. You already know it's a choice. I'm going to ask you tonight to use your power of choice. Just sit with this idea for a couple of minutes. And the idea is, what choice can you make in your life with somebody in particular would be the most helpful for tonight's, you know, section, but it can be any choice at all, personal choice, choice in the world, choice in your life, choice that the Course in Miracles has invited you to make. That would be great. It's true for you, for your own enlightenment. What choice do you already have in front of you that you can come up with in the next 5 or 7 minutes? Is something you personally would do for your own freedom, for your own happiness. Make you more loving. I mean, you want to be more loving. I know you do. I haven't even met you yet, and I know that given the choice, Jocelyn says, yeah, more loving, I'll take it. Huh. Yeah, that'd be good for everybody. First of all, you. For sure. What? What, then, in your personal life? This is a chance for you to give yourself a gift. These meditations can be really personal. And it's an opportunity for you to talk to you. And maybe take one step up in awareness. Maybe tonight's the night you do that. Just one little step. Maybe it's a big step. So, let's work on that for the next couple of minutes. What is one choice you can make in your life to bring you joy for your enlightenment. This is a chance to talk to yourself. Go quiet. Good approaches, I don't know. You really empty your mind. A good starting place is, well, I don't know. That's great. That's the invitation to the Holy Spirit in you, is when you say, I don't know. So please start there. Just go empty. Just go blank. Just let it all go. I don't know. Ease your mind from having to know anything. And just have a little willingness to hear maybe something bubble up from inside you. A certain quiet voice that's always there, you don't hear too often. It's very quiet. So you must be very quiet to hear this. And there is something in your life. There is a choice that's waiting for you. It's very personal. You don't have to share it with the group. It's optional. But do ask and do listen. Find the choice in your life for you to make. This is for you to make. That you know would raise your awareness of love. It would raise your enlightenment. It doesn't even have to be realistic. Something you even think that you can do. That doesn't matter. Just something you know. A choice you know that you can make. We'll come down to just a phrase, maybe even it's only a single word. Maybe it's just a phrase of a couple of words. Of a choice that you would make for your own freedom. Peace of mind. What is it? There's nobody else that's ever going to do this for you. If you want more happiness in your life, this is your job. It also means there's no hurry. Nobody's pushing you. You can continue with your miserable, sucky life as long as you like. If that's what it is. No, it's no problem.
Yay!
Yay! You're free! So, Brother John, you don't get to be last this time.
Okay, well, get the benefit. Have to be first.
You ready? It's a first.
Oh, I do have to be first.
You have to be first.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'd probably speak for a few people.
Okay.
Maybe none. I don't know. I think sometimes my ego, like I'm getting down with the book, right?
Oh yeah.
This time.
Yep. Third time through the lessons?
This is my third time.
Reading the text?
No, I read the text two times before I even started the lessons.
Yeah.
I had to make sure this was a real deal.
Yeah, is it worth your time?
And, yeah. I mean, I look for flaws.
Yes.
I look for any inconsistency.
Yes.
I mean, I look for stuff that's one of my money. I look for everything.
Yes.
And everything checked out. Yeah. This is why I started doing the lessons. And I did the lessons twice, I think, yeah. And it's my third time, and I didn't really. I was afraid, to be honest, you know, to get the results for the of the lesson, because I was afraid my ego is going to be gone and I'll be something else that I don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
And so, which is a real concern, I guess, for some people.
Only if you're serious.
For me.
John, only if you're serious.
Yeah, well, I was serious.
People who are casually reading this don't have that concern. Good job.
Anyway, you get me off the subject here.
Right? Yeah, I did. What's one choice you can make?
So the ego knows what's going on. It knows that it's going to be eventually usurped, and in a better life, it's going to become my reality. And I know this because of what I read in the text. And I feel it happening because I'm serious on his lessons now. And I feel the ego throwing shit in my way. And so my main thing is, I mean, it's not a main thing, but I'm just like, I recognize some things. Sometimes I talk myself into what I like to call now, what I'm identifying as ego juice. I got to lay off the ego juice.
Uh-huh, okay.
And what I mean by ego juice, anybody got any guesses?
No? Yeah, fear, self-talk.
Alcohol.
And the, that
ego juice.
Juice.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm not an alcoholic type of guy, you know, I'm not every night, but but sometimes I talk myself into, like, I say to myself, I'm bored,
mm-hmm.
when I don't have to be bored,
mm-hmm.
and I'll just go to the store and get some, so I'm not going to say the name, I don't want anybody to ever,
yeah,
but
alcohol steals time, and in this dream, time is life,
mm-hmm.
So it steals your life.
Yeah, and man, I'm way off. I'm way off spirituality if I've been drinking. I mean, it's not like I'm out of control.
Yeah.
It's just that I'm thinking. It's all about the ego, man.
Yeah.
It's all about, you know, it's all real out there, and
Good, John. Beautiful.
And so you know, I don't mind saying I got a name for it so I can identify it in my mind.
Nice.
I just call it ego juice.
Nice. I like it. Very good.
So that's just simple. It's simple.
Yes, that would give you precious awareness time.
Mm-hmm.
To take an awakening step.
Yeah, and so I believe all things do work for the eventual good. Eventual.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
I mean, eventual.
Good.
But
that's in your choice, isn't it? It's always your choice.
Yeah, and so...
The ego juice is your choice.
Yeah, even though I've had dealt with this, now I know what's up.
Yeah.
Now, so I can apply this learning to anything else that's similar that might... that the ego might... Excuse me, might want to... throw my way in a sly and crafty way.
Nice, very good. Thank you. Very good.
You're welcome.
So, Bridget.
Going inward more. A little more meditation.
Yes.
Yeah. More a little less.
Yeah. Yeah. The ego's a master at words and naming. There's even a lesson in here. It says, you know, you put names on things, and then that becomes of the world. It freezes it from being what it really is. A label makes the world not spiritual. With words, we name things. And so also, most of our thoughts ended up having us fall on one side of the razor's edge or the other. But not in the middle. Go in where the words don't apply.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Good. Very nice. Mark, what's something you can do for your enlightenment?
Doing the workbook.
The workbook!
Yeah.
That's a choice.
Yeah.
That's a choice you might have to remake every 6 minutes on certain days.
Mm-hmm. But I got that app. And it's great because... I have it with me all the time.
Nice.
And, you know, if I'm in my car or I'm, you know, in the garage, you know, in the backyard, doing something, it'll remind me.
Nice.
And then, I mean, it only takes usually a minute or two to do it.
Yes.
So that's not a big deal. And you can just stop and take a break. And so far, since I got that, I haven't missed one. So.
Awesome. Mm. There's a couple of great apps. Free apps and $10 apps and excellent.
Yeah.
Well, it pays benefits. Very exciting.
Yeah.
Doing the workbook.
Mm.
Very exciting. Just the catching your ego along this journey that you're taking. Mm-hmm. There's no going back. The freedom that you will receive, the power of your own mind will be shown you.
I can't say I understand it every day, though.
Yes, understood. Yeah, that's right.
And I think that's the point. It's the point, kind of, sometimes. You just do it. And
yes. If you understood it, you wouldn't need it.
Yeah.
If you understand on a deeper level.
But you understand it on a deeper level. The book has surrounded you with support for what you don't understand. It surrounded you with words that you do understand. Mm-hmm. And then it introduces something that you're clueless on. But tomorrow, you're doing the lesson for tomorrow, you'll get yesterday's. Mm. Oh, why didn't you say that?
Yeah.
But, you know, you needed that. I don't know. I feel something might be true about this, but I don't know what it is. You needed that space of not listening to yourself. Mm-hmm. It's a genius.
It is.
Workbook.
It really is.
Good. Good choice. Mary, what's something you could do? A choice you could make in your own life for your own joy?
If I could... always believe myself that when I tell myself I'm safe, it's true that I am.
Ah.
And
ah.
Slips away sometimes.
Oh yeah. Good pursuit. And it should be a demand that you hold with you as you read this book. Show me, book, that I am safe all the time. Because if I listen to my ego and watch the news and I tune into what happened just 3 blocks from my own house, I don't know that I'm safe. Show me that I'm safe all the time. And it will. You are going to need a miracle, though.
I don't have any trouble with this in the daytime.
Okay.
I'm talking about...
Yeah.
1 a.m. to 3 a.m.
Yeah. The mind.
It's a mess.
Right? The mind creeps in. And another reality shows up.
That's the reality that I want to know that I'm safe.
Yes. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Julia was afraid of the dark. As an adult for a long time. She took her Course in Miracles and said, I don't like this fear. I don't like this weakness. It doesn't make sense. She's lived through so many of dark situations and nothing happened or would happen. And she knew that it was her own thoughts she was running from.
Oh, clearly.
To know that you're safe. Very good. Excellent. Trust your trust that you're safe. But you know, you really have to live a few years to know that.
Well, I've done that.
Oh, yeah. And now you only need to live a few more moments with right thinking instead of wrong thinking. And your quest is answered. And your safety is shown you. It's not given you. You don't need to be give you something. You already have. You've had your entire life. Bridget has it, whether she knows it or not. John has it. I have it, whether I know it or not. And you have it, whether you know it or not. And you know this is true. You just want to know, how can you know it's true? All the time. Good. Excellent. Excellent. Demand that from each page on the book.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Kenny, what's a choice you can make in your own personal life for your enlightenment?
Well, by chance, Robert, the book I gave him had a bookmark on lesson 23.
Oh, yes, that'll do.
So it says, I'm made up the thought, I can change the thought.
Yes.
So I've been stuck on a thought about the future.
Yes.
And it's just
aha.
There. So while we were here, I thought, okay. I can think of a thought when I was 5 years old.
Yes.
A happy,
okay,
fun thought.
Okay.
I replaced it.
Yes.
And then another one's like, oh yeah, I remember that one. So I have happy spots.
Yes. And you can choose to have a happy spot at any time in your life, including right now.
Yeah. Whenever I want it.
And then you got a happy moment.
Remember to get it.
You gotta remember.
I gotta remember.
That would be a choice, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would be an active choice. Mark has to make an active choice to do the lessons because his day is full of stuff.
Yeah.
It's just coming and the phone's ringing and the water's leaking and all things are happening all the time.
Feed the horses.
You got to feed the horses and the chickens.
Sometimes I say chickens.
Yeah, and it's just you waiting for you to choose a happy one of those happy thoughts. Then you would have a happy thought.
Yeah.
If you had two in a row, that's double.
Well, I had three or four.
Wow, on a roll.
Yeah.
What does that add up to?
Yeah.
A great day.
Yeah. It adds up to a great
right?
day.
Yeah. My mom said, go out and play. Go out, get outside. I went to the sand pile, and during World War II, you had jeeps, tanks, you know. You go around and
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, say hey.
Yeah.
Life could be.
Yes.
Sandpile.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That is your freedom.
Yeah.
More than you know.
Cat poop and all.
Scoop that.
You could say that the workbook is an exercise in choosing.
Yes.
You know, because yes. you have to make that conscious choice every day.
What, you know the title of the very last section of the text before it launches you into the workbook?
Choose once again.
Choose once again.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So you're right on it, buddy. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Good. Thank you, Kenny. Julie, what's
in what you said to yeah. Mary, too, is deep.
What? Oh, yeah.
She can choose it every moment that I'm okay.
Yes.
I don't believe it, but I do.
Yes. Mm. Yes. You can choose to trust. And honestly, it is a matter of trust. I tried to say that I got it, she's got it, he's got it, he's got it, you got it, but you don't know it. That doesn't help. 1 a.m. When?
Yeah.
The chemicals in your brain or the memories or whatever have swapped in and introduced a few drops of fear. All it takes is a few. And now life's not so fun. So it would take trust. And quite frankly, what the book is all about is introduce to you the ability to see the same problem that you had differently. The same moment tonight at 1:30 a.m. when you wake up, you can bolt straight up and say, I'm ready for a miracle. A miracle is simply a shift in perception. It's a change of mind about what you're seeing. It's not something wild in the world. No, it's inside your own mind right there. And you ask from a point that you don't know. And say, you know what, show me this differently. Just by that, you're going to interrupt the process the ego had you running on, going down darker. Just by calling it out, you stop the cycle. And a few instances of that is enough. The ego gets so weak when you get present. Yeah. Julie, what's something, a choice that you could make in your life?
A choice I'm making right now, the last few weeks, has been I'm using a couple of quotes from the book to just consistently and constantly surrender. Mm-hmm.
you know, from work stress to relationship to people dying, it's like I literally am just everything. It's like if I go with my thoughts, they'll take me where I don't want to go. But if I just, so I've been saying one of the famous quotes, I don't know what anything, including insert problem here, means, and I'll take like the minute of the problem in that present moment. I do not know what anything, including this, means, so I do not know how to respond to it, and I will not use my own past learning as light to guide me now. But I've also added on to it that I will not value this situation, that I'll remember I am spirit, and also that the Holy Spirit is the light that's guiding me now. And then I just ask to be shown it as a pathway to peace, and there's so much power in that. Like, I just let go of, like, my expectations, and I literally repeated various iterations of that, like, about, well, the entire time of my 20-minute commute today, because I was going to a meeting that I didn't really want to be in, and by the time I got to the meeting, it just rolled, and life was great.
There it is. So. Yes. Ego interruptus.
Mm-hmm.
You would have to make the choice to say there's another way, there's a better way. I already know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it before.
Mm-hmm.
And you've done this enough times now.
Mm-hmm.
You know you don't have to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have to make that choice. Got to make that choice.
Mm-hmm.
You use the one power that's remaining. And then you'll get the results. Nicely done.
Yeah.
You can lean on the book that way. I love it.
And the only thing I'd add is, like, for me, and John and I had this conversation too, it's like, if I try to think my way out of a problem, I cannot.
Mm, wow.
You know, so this is like the, like, I'm not going to try to fix this. I'm just going to show up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the replacement. Mm-hmm. You're willing to make a replacement on the spot for what the thoughts your ego was about to have you think. You say, scratch that. How about the phrase from the book? How about a happy memory of my childhood just to get a smile on my face instead? How about the lesson of the day? It's so much more important than what I was just about to think. I'll take it.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Sharon, what's a choice that you can make in your life that you know?
Well, the funny thing is I keep forgetting that I can make a choice. I keep forgetting that. I know better, but I keep forgetting that. So, simple. I guess the thing that just kind of filtered up was just love myself more, or just do it. So, negative talk, just negative chatter.
Yes.
Which I've been working on, which has been helping.
Nice.
Lessons of helping.
Nice.
And yeah, I don't get them, but I'm just doing them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yes, that's it.
Excellent.
Start
excellent.
Somewhere.
Oh my God! You know, the whole egos. This is a wonderful and horrible truth that the ego's job. The ego hates you. The ego is just going to show you all the problems that you have, or the worries that you should have. The ego, that is what keeps this ego game going.
Yeah, I'm seeing more peace just by constant reminding me. It's like, okay, just you're okay. And
yeah,
then
just that.
It gives a little space.
A space,
and that's good enough for now.
Oh my God,
and
it's huge!
And I'll keep going.
That's huge.
Because I used to just go down the rabbit hole, and I was just like, oh. And I would stay there for weeks. It was like, and then now it's just like,
yeah,
I can kind of catch it.
Yeah,
because it's not a thought. It's more of a feeling. It's like if I start feeling cruddy,
yes,
like emotionally cruddy, it's like, oh,
yes,
okay. And then I don't remember the choice, but I remember it's like, okay, we don't want this, and then I could kind of like get better. It doesn't go down the wrong hole all the way, but it.
Yes.
It lessens. It's good enough.
Yes, good enough.
It's good enough.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you that people
We go around the room once in a while and ask how Course in Miracles is working for you. And some people will say, I've been studying it for 3 years. I still don't understand it. I don't know if it's working, except I know that my life is more peaceful.
Yeah.
All I can tell you is, I look back in the last couple of years, my life...
Yeah, it's just...
That's that subtle...
It's really subtle, but good
empowerment.
Enough.
Empowerment. I'll take it. Yeah. It's very, very personal.
Yeah.
Empowerment. And you start to catch your ego thoughts. Stinking thinking. Mm-hmm. You start catching the wrong mind. And you say, I'm going to choose a little right mind here instead. Because it worked at least once before and I liked it. You are on your way all the way. Mm-hmm. Because now you know you can. It's such a huge gift this book gives you. To show the power of your mind in any moment. That's the benefit of doing the workbook lessons mm-hmm. as they're prescribed. It's basically a fishing net that you lay for yourself to trip in all day. If you just get up in the morning, you're all comfy with a coffee. Oh, just right. Oh, it's a hazelnut that you like. It's, oh, you can't go better than that. And then you got time. That's not when you're going to be tripped up and your ego's obvious. No. It's when some later point in the day when everything's supposed to be going right and it's not. And you gotta fix it right now before it gets worse. Before you get blamed. Or something like that.
It starts right at the grinder of the hazelnut coffee when the machine doesn't grind.
Oh!
What the heck? And choosing something else. Like, oh, maybe we'll have tea. Lose it right off.
There's an invitation right there for peace. And the world now that you begin this journey, all the shitty things that happen in your life or the shitty thoughts that crop up from nowhere, undeserved, again at 1:30 a.m. Can't you do this at 9 a.m.? Like turn on the news or something? Mm-hmm. All those thoughts that pop into your head now have a new purpose. Something worthy. That's your own freedom. Before, the purpose was to make you worse off. And they worked. It made you darker and more miserable, blah, blah, blah. Now, when you have got A Course in Miracles, just a little bit of light that you know you can apply. When the darkness shows up, you get to apply it, and that will be another step you take towards your own freedom. Knowing that you are safe. And safe all the time. Every moment. There isn't a moment where you can be threatened. And it's on page one, which will make so much more sense after a while. When you go back to page one, after a year or two of the studying this stuff, one day you go to page one and say, let's see, what's page... I'm going to start over. Page one. Okay. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. That's how it starts. The whole book is explaining the simple truth of that. And it's empowered by having at least one lucky moment somewhere when you've chosen not to go down the rat hole. Mm-hmm. And there's nobody to thank but you. That's the good news. That's why it's not a cult, by the way. You know, this whole Marianne Williams is defending the book from being a cult. Well, you know, it's a cult of one. There's no guru. It's you. Choose happy thoughts, you get happy thoughts. Choose fearful thoughts, you get fear thoughts. End of book. Thank you very much. Jocelyn, you want to share? What's one choice you could make in your life
that would bring you, seriously, more happiness?
I talk too much. You should just skip me. I definitely had one right away. I already know. try to condense it. I used to be a painter, and for a couple of years I was a professional painter. But before that, I was just an artist, and I was working on a painting for a while, and it was a large, detailed, realistic, heavy with symbolism painting, and it was intense, and one day I just looked at it and I just stopped. I couldn't do it anymore. And ever since, that was 2 years ago, and I haven't painted since. And I think about it every day, but I just can't bring myself to do it. And it's a lot to process, because art is, any form of art is self-portraiture, and doing a painting is like looking directly in the mirror from the inside out, kind of, and you have to face yourself and a lot of the things that are unhealed and, you know, unresolved, so... Mm-hmm.
Did you come up with a single choice that you could make, that you know you could make, that would bring you more freedom?
With painting?
No, not with painting.
Oh.
With you, with your life. Remember, as it was beautifully said over here, it says, you know, it's, you kind of go beyond the words. If you stick with the words, you're back in the painting. Then you have to paint it, see? You're going to paint what freedom looks like. I'll give you a week.
I know. Yeah.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
That's back in the world of pieces and parts and separation, and you can do it wrong now.
Yeah.
No. We're talking about going in now. In, not yeah. out. In.
I think it's relinquishing some level of self-analysis.
Yeah, how about that?
Freedom.
Hello?
With painting and any other.
In any other way.
And, yeah.
Any other way. All the ways. Let's let go of self-analysis for 1 week.
Yeah, I think that.
What kind of week would that be like?
Well.
What if you didn't? You didn't analyze.
I'm a Virgo. We don't just stop doing that. No.
All right, a week is too much.
No.
I'll take 5 minutes.
Yeah, start small. Yeah, I think it would let up some room for, like, you know, self-expression in that way. I think
maybe you would just lip.
Maybe.
Maybe you just breathe easy, and you might even fall asleep. And that would be great. Easy sleep. Simple.
Yeah.
Presence. Could happen.
I think that everyone has their natural state, and the analysis is what gets in the way of that. And for me, painting is the natural state. But yeah.
There's a sentence in this book. This book has basically, you get two sources of everything, all your thoughts. One is the ego, and the other is the spirit. Mm-hmm. And it's one little sentence in this book that says, the ego analyzes, spirit accepts. Like, oh. It's so different. It's such a two wildly different approaches to something.
Yeah, one is judgmental and the other isn't.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it. It just isn't judgmental because it isn't necessary to judge.
Yeah, I think my choice should be to paint again, but it's complicated.
That's a complicated way to go. That's going out. To paint is, yeah. You're going to have to go and decide what to paint, and then to paint, and then, oh, I don't know about that one, Jocelyn.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's the way to go for you, mm-hmm. but...
I don't have to think things up. I had part of the why I stopped is because...
All I'm saying is if you to paint is to do something that you can't start right now.
That's true.
You'd have to go out of this room and go find a canvas.
That's true.
That's going way too far into the world.
Okay.
That's not a spiritual journey anyway. This is spiritual meaning, by the way. We sort of have we talk about the world a lot because that's where we live by habit, is our bodies, the world, time, space. But we're actually here to wake up our spiritual awareness. That's what this book is about. This book is a psychological journey of all these words to a spiritual awakening. That dissolves the need for more of a psychological journey.
Yeah. Start smaller.
It's amazing.
Yeah, that's one thing Marianne Williamson said on Bill Maher. She said it's like a do-it-yourself self-help book. She said that.
Nice.
Good. I know.
I like that. Nice.
Yeah.
It's true. I think,
we also talk about creative expression as actually that release, that it can be like true creation and therefore truly loving. What I'm hearing, right, is that you've wrapped it up in all of these stories.
Yes.
And so as you free your mind, painting may just come.
But, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's why I think like the relinquishing of self-analysis and pressure is a good place to start.
Doesn't mean it'll be easy, but
yeah,
it's not easy. I'm an artist also, and when I do my art, I don't do my art unless I'm feeling peaceful.
Yeah.
And then when I do, it's so much fun. Mm-hmm. It flows.
Well, if you bring art into a negative space, it's kind of like, it's like starting a new relationship when you're unhealed or in a dark place.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can taint it, and that's what I was doing for so long.
Alright, it's enough self-analysis, okay?
Yeah.
Chris, what's something you can do, a choice you can make that you know would bring you some more peace?
I can choose to have a habit of sitting with myself and being in my body and out of my mind.
Mm. Yeah.
Doing that like every evening, or just, I don't know.
Even for 60 seconds before you start dinner.
For 60 seconds.
60 seconds, you could do it! Before you start Netflix, a big red N comes, pause!
Yeah, it can wait.
Right then, that's your signal. When the big red N shows up, whoa.
What's
the
big red
N?
Oh, that's for Netflix.
When you start it.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, you guys. You're missing out on true life.
Did you know it?
Big red N for right. Could be anything.
No.
You can do it on the commercial.
Do Netflix.
Something.
They don't got commercials on Netflix.
I mean, if you're watching TV.
Yeah. 60 seconds.
Yeah, at the end of the episode. There you go, because I've been watching Breaking Bad, and
man.
I knew it was going
to
be
okay,
good.
You can't wait to get that started, I get it. But when it's over...
the 60 seconds, got to wait till the end of the episode.
Big breaths. 60 seconds, you just... Now, remember, though, what you're doing is definitely going to be stress on the body, and it will be stress on your brain. And it should be, but it should be very easy on your mind. Hmm. Turns out this is a better way to live life. Is to recognize you should stress your body, you should work your brain, but you should ease your mind.
How does he stress the body?
Exercise.
Oh.
Sit. Up. Don't meditate laying down. Make some very long meditations that way and you won't know what happened. It's one of the rules in the book. Says you've probably found out by now, doing your workbook lessons laying down is not good. It's one of the things it says. And it says you know that. Sit up. Give yourself a chance. Give yourself a chance to have a simple moment alive and awake.
Yeah.
Just to know you can. A few minutes without self-analysis, in the vacuum of that. A few moments without negative self-talk would be really great. A few moments of just rehearsing that you're safe. The real you. The only one that counts. The only one that cares. You are plenty empowered to be safe. The smile is one thought away. Always. Robert, you have some choice that you know you could make that would bring you more joy?
I could stop hating myself, for one thing.
That would be a good start. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You bet. That's a very complete...
I could stop hating myself and letting myself... I tell you what, I've been in a bad way the last few days.
Yeah.
I didn't sleep 1 minute last night.
Ha! Ha! Yeah.
And it's been bad.
Yep.
I don't know how to get out of it.
Is it because...
I try to read self-help books and different Wayne Dyer, Louise Hayes, and different things.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I
nice.
I get up a little, and then I come crashing down, and then this...
All right.
I had a relationship with a woman, and
look, Robert, you got a story about that woman, and I have a story, and John's got a story, Chris has got a story, and they're all very different, but Sharon's got some stories, Julie's got some stories.
But this one's not ending.
But wait a minute, neither are theirs. And Mary can't sleep either.
This is
Matt, Robert.
This is brutal on my soul.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, buddy. Hey, we all got them. Yours is different, but yours isn't like hers, and it's not like mine. But guess what? They all have in common. All of our issues, they're different, buddy. There's some things in here, but they all have something in common. All the problems, all the weightiness.
The ego's driven.
All the ego-based things have something in common. So I just put a little graphic up here so we can slow down these short sentences.
Better take notes.
I'm going to take notes for you.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to slow it down because sometimes the truth is so short that you miss it. And you think, well, that's not enough. That can't be the answer to my problems. It can't be because it's too short. There must be something more complex that would explain all the difficulties that I'm having, because I'm really having them, and I'm not going away. I'm losing sleep, I'm losing friends, I'm not sure I can work my job. That's what everybody's got right now. And I'm giving you the answer, but it's just too simple to be true, and I know it. And I know how you're feeling. Everybody here has felt that way to one degree or maybe more than even you. Okay? So you got... I'm trying to slow this down. You can see I'm dragging this out. Okay? But you know what I'm doing. Everybody knows this paradigm that we're all living in, sweating our way through, telling ourselves stories about, constantly filling up our mind with one aspect or another that's probably good or bad, but never just okay. All of your problems, all of them, are coming from your past. Something you did, she did, they said, which happened, and all of your problems, every one of them, is happening to you. What you think is your body. And that's called Robert. Everybody knows. I say Robert, you turn your head, nobody else does. You. It's happening to Robert, this past event, all these things that have just...
It may be the past and even the immediate past, but it's still happening now.
Yes. Oh,
yes, it is.
Yeah.
But because you bring it there with your thoughts.
How can you not?
With your thoughts. Whose thoughts?
Yours.
Did Kenny tell you to remind you about her in that situation?
But how do you get them out of your head?
Well, let's just stay with the truth. We'll worry about how to do it later.
You have to recognize that you're having the thoughts and that you can
do
something.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
No. It's not that easy. I hate to say it, but it is.
That's your mind.
Instead of it's true.
Oh, Sharon!
Trust me on this one. It's so ridiculously stupidly simple that we torture our own selves very well, by the way.
You know what I wanted to do this morning? I wanted to go back in our apple orchard to the base of the hill and get a rope, and I wanted to hang myself.
I believe you.
I believe you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I almost did it.
Yep.
I'm glad you didn't. And I understand what you do. It's simplistically
so stupid. That is here now.
True.
Yeah.
True it is.
I can say it's a past, but I'm not going to lie to myself. I've never been good at lying to myself.
You're right. Good. You shouldn't. You are in it now.
It's right here. Yes.
And you can choose it not to be.
Yeah. And Robert,
I know.
I got news for you, my friend. You are lying to yourself.
How?
Because you felt like the answer was to hang yourself from a rope. Now, I know it looks like a good solution because then the pain would stop. The suffering would stop. That's what we tell ourselves, is that if we were to kill ourselves, then it would stop. It seems really logical. Unless...
That's another uh-oh, choice.
Fine print. Unless you're not actually this body thing that you think you are. What? I told you this was a spiritual meeting. We're all here because some part of us says, it's not all what I think it is. There's more going on here than I'm willing to admit. That I've been shown or told, I know it. I haven't seen it, but I know it somehow. There's more going on here than what I see in the mirror. And you've also had moments, even over the last couple of days, where you forgot to be so upset. It's because you had a broken shoelace, or because the hazelnut coffee was suddenly available when it wasn't before. Some little moment happened when you didn't sweat it so bad as you did thinking about the tree. That happened, and that threw you off a little bit, but you went right back to your misery as soon as you could, because that's where you are right now. We've all been there. We circle there. Suicide thoughts, attempts, it comes and goes, okay? You've been lying to yourself. And these past events, they've been preoccupying your mind, stealing from you present freedom. I'm telling you right now, on your way home, did you drive today?
Mm-hmm.
Do you drive at all?
My friend's picking me up.
All right, did you drive? You can drive tomorrow? Do you have a car? Bicycle?
A metro bus.
Oh, you drive a freaking bus! All right, so.
Or you do a lot of thinking.
Tomorrow? Then hold on now. You'll be driving that bus.
I'm not going to work tomorrow.
Oh, well, then, the next someday in the future, you're going to be driving the bus. How many souls fit on your bus? 60, 50, 30?
40 sitting and 12 standing.
Should they get a chance to live through your drive, through your ride?
Sure.
All right, I'm glad you agree. All right. So you're probably going to do what you can to keep them all alive. Even if you kill yourself that day, you probably, sounds like you're not the guy that's going to take them with you. You're going to you're going to steer, brake.
I'm a good driver.
You're a good driver. And you know how to do it. You know how to keep them safe better than anybody else on that bus, I'm betting. You can do that. And you will. As you do, you will be making little micro decisions. Not too much brake. That bus can stop fast. But that's not what you're going to do. The right amount of brake. Right? You know, people slamming into each other. It'll do that. You're not going to make it do that. You will choose freely. That's the one power you have, is a choice like that, driving that bus to keep yourself safe and all of them just for that ride. You will do that. And you can. During those moments, and somebody's going to have a baby carriage on a green freaking light, they're not supposed to be in your intersection. You will manage that like a professional you are. You will make choices, and you will not be thinking about that tree with a rope, will you?
No.
No, you won't. You're going to be present. You're going to handle. That's why you like it. It's because you can be present. You've been lying to yourself about what your life actually is, Robert.
I just have too much going on with me right now.
You're bringing.
To not have it all here.
You're bringing all of this. Robert could make us a list of all the things that are going on with him right now. We all, you could, right? Big list.
Well, I have two main things.
Hold on, there's more. I don't need to know them. Believe me. Because I'm going to give you somebody else's list and you'll say, well, I'm glad I'm not them. I think I'll take my problems over his. Believe me. Okay? Some of yours are in the future, too. Haven't happened yet. You're thinking about those, too. What we learn here, and you learn in any spiritual program, and meditation is all about this. trying to get out of the past and stop thinking about the future. Why do we get out of it? What's your permission, anybody? Why you can get out of the past?
What? Anybody? What's your permission?
What gives you permission to not think about the past all the time? What?
I want to.
No, what's your permission to not think? You want to. You want to.
It's what I want to do.
Do what?
I'll choose whatever I want to do. That's my
You're
permission.
Free.
Yeah.
You're going to be okay, kid.
All right. Is it because it isn't real?
Yeah, thank you. Some more neurotic people answer. You're
the
not neurotic
isn't
enough.
Real is what you're saying?
It's not real. It's not real.
I do it because
I
feel better when I don't think about the past.
No, that's good too.
But what if the past is still there in your face?
Hey, man, the past is real because he's got a list. He's got a list. He's got bills. He's got court dates. He's got pictures. His past is real.
Other people are telling him.
However, and they're telling him it's real. Yeah, however, real. What everybody else here has in common with your past and my past and his past, this is really another short sentence. I'll drag it out just a little bit. It's over. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. Robert, your past is over.
But it's not.
Oh, no. It's over.
It's very much alive, and so is the future.
Only when you decide.
I don't have a choice.
No, you do.
I do not.
Oh, yeah?
Can I explain it to you?
You don't have... No, you don't have to.
I need to.
Robert.
I need
Robert,
to so you can understand.
No. When you drive in that bus, the past is over. Robert? When you get
you don't
that,
get it.
When you get the intersection, 40 souls on board.
You guys don't get it.
Hey,
you think I can just stop?
Robert, there's a woman in a baby carriage in your green light. What are you going to do? Think about your past?
Yes. No, I'm not.
No, you're not. You're going to handle that situation. And when is he going to handle the intersection with the bus? In the past, in the present, or in the future?
In the present.
In the present. Thank you, Robert. Your awakening begins with that word.
Yeah, but that's different than what's going on with me.
I know. Believe me. Hey, listen.
Okay, let me just explain.
Oh, you have to.
I need to.
No.
I need to so you want so I can make my point.
You're not allowed. You're not allowed. You know why you're not allowed?
Why?
Because
it's over.
It's over!
Well, I want to make my point that it's over.
Listen, I got things too.
No, it's not a thing.
No. We got people. We got people who are dealing with children who are not healthy. We got people in relationships that are breaking up right now.
Okay.
That aren't done breaking up. You know what? Then the court date hasn't been set. We still got to sort out the details. And it doesn't look good. We got that going on here. We got people who have sick children. And it doesn't look good.
So what if you
have... Hold on. We get women who've lost children.
It's horrible.
And they're too young to die. And they're still dealing with that because every day that's what comes up in their mind. Should I go on?
No.
I got more. Listen.
I got enough for myself.
You got enough for yourself. And they're not. What you got is the same level of seriousness as everybody here has a list of things they're dealing with right now. But with this book...
I understand.
But this guide and this meeting will invite you to visit is that you do not live in the past. If you take a thought from the past, there's a whole chapter on this, and it starts with two words, the present memory. Aren't memories of the past, Chris? Last I checked, look in the dictionary. Memories of the past. Well, what's a present memory? It's a whole wake-up call is what it is. Busting your ego. Ego that says, I am burdened with all the things that ever happened to me, and the things that happened most recently are the worst. And those that are going to bridge over into my future are even worse than that. This is what we say. I'll tell you, and then you're in the world living what we call the ego. The ego lives informed by the past, and it projects a future based on, wait for it, the past. The past is over.
It's a prediction machine.
It's a prediction. It's a betting machine.
Yeah, betting. Yeah.
It's a fantasizing machine at best, and it's a worrying machine at worst.
So we should.
You worry at all? Do you worry at all? Oh my God, does he worry?
I told you I didn't sleep 1 minute last.
I know.
Or to
you were ready for a rope and a tree, for crying out loud. We've all been there. I know it.
And
I know
people
it.
Have healed themselves here.
People have healed themselves and freed themselves and gone back to sleep at the appropriate time.
The most important thing that I've learned from this book is that that my thoughts aren't real.
Wow.
They're not real.
It's huge.
And then I go, you know, like something comes up, like what he's talking about or what she's talking about, like it's really bothering me, and it's like I think it's in the way, and I can't go forward. And I just say to myself, it's not real. And then I go forward, and I prove to myself that it wasn't real. Mm-hmm.
You still go forward. You're not checking out. You're not denying life. You just take a moment and get off that rat race. Who said rat hole?
Rabbit hole.
Get off the rat hole of going down the negative thinking, which, by the way, will continue for years, buddy. Unless you kill yourself. And even if you do, big surprise for you. Just because you stop the body doesn't mean that your mind stops. You kill your brain, it doesn't kill your mind. You're way more than that. You're an extension of God, my friend. Freely experimenting with the whole idea of being. So, this book says, you know, in the back of the end of the book, in the last 30 pages, it says, is reincarnation real? It's one of the questions that was asked after the last describing. And it's, you know, it says, you know, that's a pretty controversial topic. But one thing I want to say on it, says the author, he says, you know, any thought that enters your mind that says birth is not the beginning and death is not the end, this is helpful. Because it's true. And for you to have the truth means you will be free. The sooner the better. Past is over. What can we say about the future?
It hasn't happened yet.
It never happens.
It never comes.
That's true. Right? That's always
true. The truth is the future because it never comes.
God.
You will never be in tomorrow. Are you going to fight with me on this? You could. But it would be a bunch of semantics, right? Look, tomorrow is tomorrow.
The future is always future.
It's always future.
Always future.
And it's never exactly like you pictured it.
That took me 3 years.
It's serious. This is some serious thinking to do. Can you? Does tomorrow ever come? You really got to take a moment and get honest with yourself. Mm. You really do. Because you know what?
As a concept, yes. But as a reality, no.
As a reality,
no.
No. The future never comes.
If you can be okay right now,
there is only now.
Then you can be okay for your entire life.
Yeah.
Hello. Thank you very much.
You can be okay right now. You can be okay right now with all of us in here and all the support.
I'm not okay right now.
Listen, if you can be okay with the idea that next week, if you don't hang yourself tonight and you make it back into that driver's seat, going through some intersections, you're going to be alert. And being the professional that you are, and everything will be okay, at least to that intersection. The damnedest it will be, because that's what you do. If you can put yourself in that moment right now, can you do that? You're going to be okay. Because you are free at any time to choose to be present. Present. Ready? Dragging it out. Here we go. I'm going to drag it out. This is where you live, in the present. You think it's your body, but we'll deal with that later. The truth, the simple truth you can't get around, is that you're always in the present. Maybe you're thinking about the past or worrying about the future, but you are in the present. That's where your life is. It always has been. You will never love somebody in the future. I'm just cutting to the bottom line. I think we're all here to have more love in our lives. You won't do it in the future. You're going to do it in this present moment. Present, present, present. Mark?
Yeah, the other thing is that you can, you know, if you're worrying about something, or if you've got some issue, this book helps for that, but also you can be okay with the fact that you've got an issue. Like, because you've got some issue, doesn't mean it's going to vanish. You can be okay with it, mm-hmm. and still continue on in the moment, and have it just, you know, it, but it doesn't take, it can be kind of like in the background a bit, and you might be distracted by it, but you're going to survive.
What if it prevents you from doing your job?
Well,
lots of things prevent people from doing things. Illnesses, handicaps. You know, people deal with pain all the time and still can find a moment of joy. They live their life in that modality. That's the.
I have 4 2.5-inch screws in my lower L5S1, and they took them out because I was in a lot of pain after my surgery, and they took them out, and I can't sit in that seat very long anymore.
So, Robert,
what am I going to do with my life?
So there will be disabilities that make it so you can't do what you did. But that will be in a present moment for you to make a choice on whether you're going to smile or you're going to sulk. Whether you're going to look at trusting you're okay, or you're going to fill your mind with a fear that not new. It's not new. You're going to have some new ones. She got some old ones that been revisiting again and again, and she knows she doesn't have to.
And you'll know if you have to make a decision, if you're present. If you have to leave your job, you'll do it in the present moment.
In the present moment. You will not do it in the future. You will not have to prepare.
No.
You will not do it in the past.
So what happens to a guy that can't even sit down? What the heck's he going to do?
That, Robert.
Disability.
Robert, hang on. No stories necessary, right? We all got 15 answers for what happens to a bus driver who can't drive a bus. Mm-hmm. Right? You got one too. They're all fantasies. Because as rich as you can, even if you commission her to paint it, it's not going to turn out that way. It will not.
I think there's something definitely to be said about, like, living in the moment and, you know, like, keeping your eye on a focal point of not falling into darkness, but also conversely, some of the darkest places we land in, they cause transformation, and those things are to be worked through, and you can sit with them without wallowing, which I've done.
Well, it's pretty hard to do without wallowing.
It's possible.
But it can help. It can work, right?
It needs to be worked through sometimes. It can't.
With a professional, is a good way to do it. And it's called psychotherapy. And you can pay $200 an hour, and you can go in, and the person, now it's 50 minutes, by the way, is the official hour.
Or you can get Medi-Cal and have it for free.
Or now, you can do this book.
Now, what they'll do is psychotherapists will carefully walk you through the whole relationship and the whole bus job and the whole surgery, and everything can come out on the table, $200 an hour, and we'll stretch it all out, and we can look at it and do some discovery now about where do these ugly thoughts come from. Let's see. Let me take a few notes. Okay, thank you. See you next week. And actually, it's really helpful. It works for a lot of people. It's wonderful. That's not this. This is about the present moment. This is about recognizing that you are free even right now. When you're going through that intersection with those people and that big gold steering wheel in your hands, you're freaking free. And you're happy about it. It's okay. That's more true than all this crap you're telling yourself. Hanging onto that steering wheel through an intersection with 40 lives on your hands, that's real. That's way more free and way more representative of what you are than all this other stuff you're telling yourself. Meditate on that freedom, because that's what more real. So if you start coming up with a fantasy about what it's going to be like next year, without a bus driver, you can't drive a bus.
That's just a fantasy. You'd have to make it up.
And then talk to your friends, and they'll make it up for you. And they'll give you something, and have you paint it. So you're going to be a ship's captain now.
Well, oh, forget it. Nobody wants to paint my life.
Hey, forget about it. This book is about how do I come to the truth of right now. Because that's, you've always been right now. You're right now now. If you're thinking about the past, you're doing it right now. Mm-hmm. If you're thinking about past 36 years ago, you're doing it right now.
That's true. I'll agree with you on that.
Yeah. So let's go read that real quick with whatever time we have left. Let's go to page, 440, I think 6 or 8. Oh, we're getting there. Somewhere around there. Beginning of chapter 21. So it looks like earlier than that.
450. I'm responsible for what I see?
No. It's 440. 448.
445.
Reason of perception. So, no, we don't want that. Sorry. Beginning of chapter 28.
445.
And I always get this backwards. This is 500 and 89. This is just an aspect for us to look at of how we're using our brains. We're storing a bunch of thoughts in our brains. We're using our mind to review the thoughts and give them importance. Right? It's just that this is one place in the book where it really opens up and it shows you how the ego works to maintain its big world in your worries. Okay? We're going to start reading this. We'll read a couple of paragraphs. Robert, you want to start for us?
Number one,
yep.
The undoing of fear.
Yep.
The present memory. The miracle does nothing. All it does to undo. And thus it cancels out the interference to what has been done. It does not add, it merely takes away. And what it takes away is long since gone. But being kept in memory appears to have immediate effects. This world was over long ago. The thoughts that made it are no longer in the mind that thought of them and loved them for a little while. The miracle but shows the past is gone, and what has truly gone has no effects. Remembering a cause can but produce illusions of its presence, not its effects.
Chris?
All the effects of guilt are here no more, for guilt is over. In its passing, when its consequences left without a cause. Why would you cling to it in memory if you did not desire its effects?
Oh, whoa, whoa, busting the ego. Guilty as charged. Would you read that sentence again and then continue?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Why would you cling to it in memory if you did not desire its effects?
Didn't I tell you you're free to choose? That's the one power you have left. The one thing you still own is your ability to choose your next thought. And if you're rehearsing the one you had yesterday that made you so upset you wanted to kill yourself, that's on you. Not necessary anymore.
Please, it's hard to stop.
I know it is! Believe me!
It's really hard to stop.
Really hard to stop.
So that sentence is saying, why do you hold on to it so strong if you know you don't want it?
Yeah, you must desire its effects.
It's a beautiful sentence. I agree, but it's not as easy said as done.
Apply to you.
No, it's just not as easy said as done.
You right. Know? If it was easy, none of us would be here.
That's why we come here.
Quitting cigarette
too.
Quitting cigarettes.
And alcohol. 21 years.
Whoa! That's not easy.
It's like another addiction.
That is not, is that?
Yeah. If you look at your problems like another addiction, that you're kind of addicted to thinking,
yeah,
you can quit that too.
I heard something online that said worry is worshiping the problem.
Yeah, that's true.
Nice.
Yeah.
This is Ego's Anonymous.
Well, no. Ego's Anonymous. Believe me, I don't want it.
Don't worship your problems.
Yeah.
But you think that your problems are special.
No, they're just affecting me so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, none
they're
of us
killing
have
me,
that, right?
Well, I know. I just have two going on at once.
Yeah. Yeah,
knocking me down.
Yeah, got it.
Just like that addiction, down. Man. That whatever it was, alcohol or drugs, whatever you had was punishing you, inviting you to just take one more break, take one more pill, drink, needle. We've had them all. The world's had more. And yet, via the power of choice, there was a bottom. There was a moment. Your last drink. It was the last one. The ego is the same thing. The ego is an addiction to the past. An addiction to get out of the present moment.
And it's sneaky.
Oh, it's sneaky.
And it's so sneaky and what? Good at it.
Oh, yeah. It's devious.
Yeah.
It's all about its own survival.
Yeah. It is. That's really devious.
Yeah, very clever.
It's about what?
About its own survival. Mm. It wants to stay alive. It wants to keep its relevance.
Yes, its whole thought system. Such a habit. Such a habit to keep thinking about the past, coloring your future.
But it's irrelevant because the past doesn't exist.
But shouldn't you defend yourself against it happening again? Wouldn't it be worthwhile to rehearse the past a few more times, Mary? So you can just extract all the lessons out of it so you can have a happier future.
And if you think about it 1 minute longer, you'll get there.
Then you'll get there. Just the insights will all come if you think about the past a
and
little
you'll know
more.
What to do.
So much horrible nonsense.
Oh my God. How much more do you need to keep trying that? I hope not too much longer. Let's continue. It's a great couple of paragraphs.
Good stuff. Remembering is as selective as perception.
Ooh.
Being its past tense.
Oh, man, I hate to slow you down when you're such a raw reading, but could you read that sentence again?
Good job. Remembering is as selective as perception, being its past tense.
Past tense of perception.
And perception is us giving everything we see all the meaning it has for us.
Thank you very much.
It's an interpretation.
It's an interpretation. Perception is a judgment. Perception is you taking something that happened and then you decide what it means. That's how you see it at all. In order to perceive something, you have to look at it. That is trouble, or that is good. You perceive it, and then so that's you deciding, right? That's you evaluating. That's you judging. The past tense of that is your memory. Please continue.
It is perception of the past as if it were occurring now. And still were there to see.
Busted ego. Busted torture chamber that your
guillotine.
Life provides. What?
Guillotine.
Guillotine. Busted suffering reoccurring as bringing it from the past as if it was still happening. Did you know that science looks at the brain and it's found that when you think up memories, your body goes back, the signals in your brain, the same wires in your brain fire as if it was happening. Did you know that?
Mm.
They, something called fMRI. You can actually trace what fires in the brain and where the blood flows, what part of the brain's being used. So you can map this while you take a horrible, right, but a mouse trap, slap it on the finger. Things happen in the body when that happens. Things really happen because the finger hurts, right? But they do that. You get to, you pay these grad students and they'll do anything. And you map it. Then you take a person who's had this happen a week ago and you say, do you remember last Tuesday when we closed the mouse trap? But yes, I do. Do you remember what it felt like? Well, yeah, pretty much. I didn't like, don't do it again. You said you would only do it. Well, that's right. I'm not going to do it again. I promise. But they made the sound.
Oh, they'll trigger everything.
All of the same cascade in the brain that drove you to that tree with a rope was firing. But it was over. But you were thinking about it anyway. It was never. It hasn't happened yet. But you were thinking about it anyway. So you're making it up. Same things were happening as if you had a mouse trap closed on your precious little finger. So, you're very powerful with your thoughts. You get what you think. Please continue.
Memory. Oh, yep.
Yep.
Memory, like perception, is a skill made up by you to take the place of what God gave in your creation.
See, now he's reading so slow that I can't make him repeat himself. That's good. Because honestly, it's such a big sentence. But there is a bunch of gifts right there in that sentence.
I'll read it quick. Okay, memory like perception is a skill made up by you to take the place of what God gave in your creation.
That is such a sweet sentence.
Is that the same as the lesson 11, my meaningless thoughts are showing me a meaningless world?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Yes. But there's really good news in this sentence. God gave you something in your creation that you've been pushing out of your awareness with your own memory of the past. So there is another way than drowning your sorrows in your past, in your memories. There is another way. Please continue.
And like all the things you made, it can be used to serve another purpose and to be the means for something else. It can be used to heal and not to hurt, if you so wish it to be.
And what can be used to heal and not to hurt? Because right now you're using it to hurt.
Your memory.
Your memory. It's yours. This memory power. In other words, your thinking. It's all yours. By choice. You choose what you think and then you will live what you just chose. Fact. Very few things you can say are really true, but that's really true. Alright, can we possibly leave it here? This is a couple of great paragraphs, and we're out of time.
We're in time already?
Yep, it's 9 o'clock.
Wow. It's a good thing we have a meeting next Thursday.
We have another one next Thursday, and we will be picking up on this topic or something similar to it. Yeah, well, this is a great section to read, and we will come back to it again and again. Let's have a circle. Take a deep breath. When you do that, take a deep breath. When you do that, you are inviting into your body something that it will use, air, breath, it will use quite nicely. Take a deep breath. Your body will use that naturally. It will bring you rest if you keep up this breathing thing. Kind of automatic mostly. But you know, you can choose to take a breath every once in a while
Chris is going to start tonight after Breaking Bad. If he wipes the sweat off his brow, gets off the edge of his chair, you take a minute and just be present. All that is showing yourself the power you have with your own mind, which is God gave you in your creation. Been there the whole time, quietly waiting for orders. So, command your body to be still an instant and be in the present moment. And may this world and your body never command you again. Choose to be present. It solves all of your problems. Thank you, thank you. Amen.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
Well, Bridget, will you see
the commercial?
She'll
be able to come in and
just
do it. Somebody can be able to see this.